Sitka Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt says domestic violence is the number one issue his officers encounter.
Every day we're responding to domestic disturbances of some sort, and every couple of days we're making an arrest.
Schmidt is standing with a group of people in Totem Square across from Sitka's municipal building. They're holding signs urging people to, quote, choose respect instead of violence. The crowd, which numbers around 80 people, is getting ready to march to Crescent Harbor. Along the march, safe advocate David Christ Tompkins says domestic violence affects a wide range of people.
There's violence that is especially affects and is used against people that are marginalized, people that identify as women, who identify as queer, who identify as people of color. And we all need to recognize that when you're in a marginalized community and there's domestic violence in your relationship, that it's going to impact you much more and have a much stronger effect.
This event is part of Governor Sean Parnell's Alaskans Choose Respect campaign against domestic violence, and one of the people here is Parnell cabinet member Annette Kreitzer, commissioner of the State Department of Administration.
The governor has set a mandate to try to eradicate domestic violence and sexual assault in the next 10 years. And I think setting a goal like that is a very, very good thing because it keeps people focused on that.
Kreitzer says for too long people have been afraid to talk about domestic violence, and keeping it quiet, she says, only keeps it alive.
I think you have to shine a light on this problem. This kind of a problem festers when it's left to the side, when people think they shouldn't talk about it, can't talk about it. And the governor wants us here in Sitka today to raise a hue and cry.
And we can all, 1, 2, 3, shout those words so that Governor Parnell can hear it later. All right, 1, 2, 3.
Choose respect!
Inside the Crescent Harbor shelter, marchers gather to hear impromptu speeches by Kreitzer and others, including Sitka Mayor Scott McAdams. Standing in the shelter, McAdams talked about how Sitkans are resourceful, thoughtful, and compassionate toward one another.
Having said all that, sometimes it's easy to forget that here in Sitka, Alaska today, right now, there's a child living in fear. Today in Sitka, Alaska, right here in this zip code, there's someone who's afraid of a spouse returning home after a long night. Today here in Sitka, there's somebody in this community battling addiction. There's somebody who's trying to right the ship after generation upon generation of abuse, of neglect, of addiction. There's somebody here right now in this crowd who's trying to right that ship through their own behavior by taking a stand and saying, never again, not in my line, not in my family.
Those feelings were echoed by another speaker, resident Annabelle Lund, who says Sitka's sense of community should extend to people who experience domestic violence.
If we see a boat going down, we see a fire in a neighbor's house, we see someone who is suffering because of a bad fishing season or a sudden diagnosis of a terrible disease, we are right there. We stand up. We back them up. We stand up for that. Now is the time for us to say, not on my watch, not in my backyard. I'm an Alaskan. Not on my watch, not in my backyard.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.